Hello, welcome back to the FFOED video guide. In the previous videos, we have created a floating reservation and assigned a room based on the current availability. Now, we will take a look at the room account. Let's start by creating a 3-night reservation with today's arrival date. It's up to you to choose the most convenient place for reservation creation, but we will make the reservation directly from the reservation calendar. If you worry that the room is not cleaned, you can change the status to clean by simply clicking the housekeeping status icon and switching from untidy to clean. You can use other project outputs on the website for more terms and details about the room statuses. Or you can check the previous videos targeting these functions of the preview. In the first step, decrease the number of guests in the room to 1 and add individual guests. You can change the meal plan to full board and motive to family visit and save the reservation. To enter the reservation again, you can double-click it in the reservation calendar and move to Account. If you have created the corporate reservation and full details about the company are present, you can change the owner of the individual items on the account, simplifying the billing and payment process. You see the full list of posted services and products within the column service. If needed, a more detailed description of the item is in the brackets. On the same row is the price, applied VAT, and amount of the items posted on the room account, which induce the final price of the item presented at the end of the row. Sometimes, you will be asked to divide and merge the available items at the top of the account. You can merge items by room type and by service or split them by quests or nights. If you delete the automatically generated items from the account, you can simply recalculate the services, and these will be present again. To add more services, you can click the green button in the top right corner of the screen, which will open the list of available products and services. You can choose from the list or create a new one. In this case, you need to correctly choose the VAT level and be able to declare the charged amount. When adding the services that are not listed in the available list, you should add them in the system settings to increase the power of the reporting. We will focus on this simple process in the upcoming video. Lastly, you can add a discount or surcharge. By clicking the percent button, a new dialog will be opened, where you are choosing the type of discount or surcharge, its percentage and services which will be affected by the discount. If you are applying the discounts, you should also consider the different levels of VAT. At this point, it is crucial to consider that the discounts are applied to the service groups. As the items might be freely added, not all will be listed under the service groups. After adding the discount, you can see that the standalone items are not touched, but the discount is listed as a new item on the account. That's the first part of the account management. The following videos will look at the deposits and pre-authorizations on the room account. But we will start by adding new services for hotel guests. See you in the following video.